Well, joining us now for some reaction on last night's presidential debate, UB Professor Jacob Neuheisel from their Department of Political Science. So thanks very much for joining us this morning.
That's my pleasure.
All right. Okay. You've got a look at the debate. You've had a chance to think it through here for the last few hours. What were your general impressions of how things went last night?
Well, I don't think the chains got moved a whole lot. I'd be surprised to see much of a polling boost for either candidate. If anything, perhaps a slight advantage to Secretary Clinton. Trump's biggest problem about a third of the way in the debate is that he turned to Donald Trump. Clinton, conversely, looked presidential and confident without being overly condescending. But I don't know how much that will play into supporters' evaluations.
Yeah, that's a great thought when it comes to it. You know, what is going to change? I mean, you know, these debates, we've been talking about this particular debate so highly anticipated, but you wonder about what the long-term effect or the even immediate effect is going to be over the next few weeks. I mean, your thoughts on that? I mean, do you believe that most people already have made up their mind and this isn't going to change it, or is there still some room to maneuver for these candidates?
I think the bulk of the electorate's made up their mind. There is, surprisingly, even at this late date, and there will be some segment of the electorate going forward, that is undecided, that does have equal considerations on both sides. And so there's still some ground to be gained on either side. But historically, debates have really not done a whole lot to move the numbers. We saw a little bit of a boost for Romney and a negative element for Obama during the first debate back in 2012 when Obama seemed detached. But with the exception of a couple of famous moments in debates that we can remember that usually aren't oriented toward policy, usually these things don't make a whole lot of difference.
So bright and early in the morning, maybe difficult to come up with solutions or thoughts about future debates. But we do have a couple more debates still to come. Do you have thoughts about the process itself? I mean, could there perhaps be a better debate process that could maybe help the voters a little bit more than maybe what they got out of something like last night?
I think it's a great question, and I think that a number of folks will certainly be arguing that the moderator could be more forceful, perhaps something like we saw in the debate with Obama, where the moderator effectively served as a fact checker as well. And I think there are a lot of folks pushing for more of that kind of format. I'm a little bit reluctant to go that far in the sense that I think the candidates should be able to both fact check and present their vision for America.
And then finally, you're a student of political science and, of course, a professor of political science as well. But this particular election, are you drawing any conclusions about the American political mindset as this election continues to draw on here?
Actually, this is a strange election in so many ways. I've been wrong a lot this election.
Join the club.
We're throwing a good bit of the political science rulebook out the window. But I think we're seeing a bit of a return to a populist style candidate, something we haven't seen for 70 years plus. We're also seeing an election where sort of different pockets of media are starting to have an effect, where you can insulate yourself into a cocoon that's very supportive of your own beliefs, and you're not going to change aggregate poll numbers much because people are really listening to echo chambers. And that's been something that's been on the rise for a while. But I think we're starting to see that really become a feature of the American political landscape.
Professor Neuheisel, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.